This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, May 4th. God's word for you today is Burdens and Problems. Our scripture reading is taken from Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 3 to 4, and it says, "The exile survivors who are left there in the province are in bad shape. Conditions are appalling. The wall of Jerusalem is still rumble. The city gates are still cinders. When I heard this, I sat down and wept. I mourned for days, fasting and praying." As God brings you into new chapters, the first thing to expect is new chapters of provision. Secondly, expect new chapters of promotion. Yesterday, we said that there are two main pointers to this. When God wants to promote you, the first thing it does is it gives you a burden. And that is what we see in Nehemiah's story. It was just a servant boy who God gave the burden for his house, an entire nation, Jerusalem. Nehemiah eventually became the governor of Judah, which was a huge promotion. Meanwhile, many people are praying to be governors of Judah, but God is giving them burdens for Judah. But they don't want the burden, they just want the title. God is saying to you that a door of promotion is opening to you. Similarly, Moses had a burden to see God's people free, and his burden led him to do several things. But at the end of the day, Moses became the leader of God's people. Many people are praying to be leaders, but God is giving them burdens. Pay attention to the burdens, to things you are burdened with, because most times it is a door to your promotion. When God wants to promote you, he first gives you a burden. And this is the first thing about promotions. The second thing that happens when God opens a new chapter of promotion is problem solving. And this is so powerful. David kept solving problems for kings until it was sorted. I pray that God will give you the right burdens in the name of Jesus. I also pray that God will give you the solution to the problems of the right people in the name of Jesus. The people you solve problems for determine a lot. Like Daniel, David also solved problems for kings. Case in point, Saul. Inherent in problem solving are supernatural abilities. It is good to pray for favor, and you have favor already anyway in Jesus' name. But most times it is about capacity, because if you have favor and you don't have capacity, you are going to create a problem. Favor can take you to places, but if you do not have the capacity to stay in those places, it is a problem. You want to sit with kings. Great. Favor opens the door for you to be seated with kings. They are talking, but when you open your mouth, you are forced to wonder how you got there. The next command they issue is for such a person to be removed. I pray that will not be your story in the name of Jesus. When you find yourself in the presence of kings and you open your mouth, they will all be amazed and they will say, "Where has this person been since?" That is the story of the child of God. Your story. Let us pray. Father, as you give me burdens for your will, give me the ability to solve complex problems in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.